Welcome to Family Talk with your host, psychologist and author, Dr. James Dobson, along with Ryan Dobson and Lou Ann Crane.
Thanks for joining us on Family Talk as we continue to bring you your favorite Family Talk broadcasts of 2010. Today, we're going to hear the second half of a conversation we began yesterday that is of great relevance to parents with little girls.
Yes. Last time, my dad, Dr. Dobson, introduced us to three amazing women who told us about the negative influences that have made their way into the Girl Scouts. Most Americans are very familiar with that organization. Mm-hmm. But over the last few decades, there has been a real effort by the leadership to introduce many topics that conservative parents who care about morality and Scripture won't appreciate. But I know after hearing this discussion, you felt really encouraged, Lou Ann.
Well, I did, Ryan. I mean, after hearing about how Girl Scouts are teaching our young girls about abortion and promiscuity, telling them these things are okay, I was horrified.
Yeah.
But as I listened to these three ladies, Patty Garibay, her daughter Katie, who's now in her 20s, and Lori Cullen, as I heard them talk about an alternative called American Heritage Girls, I became a little more optimistic about these opportunities available for our daughters.
And if anyone missed the first half of this conversation, they can listen to it online at myfamilytalk.com.
Now, Patty and Lori are co-founders of American Heritage Girls. Patty serves as the National Executive Director, while Lori is the National Membership Manager. Katie is a word-of-mouth marketing strategist for a major advertising firm in Ohio and also now volunteers for American Heritage Girls.
Before we begin today, just want to let parents know that some of the things we talk about may be too graphic for little ears. We're going to pick up the conversation as my dad asks Katie Garibay about her early involvement with American Heritage Girls.
How old were you when you got involved?
Well, I was a Girl Scout first, so I became a Girl Scout, you know, back in the days of being a Daisy, and I became an American Heritage Girl in 1995 when the organization was founded, and I was 12 years old.
And by then, the Girl Scouts were changing radically.
They were changing very radically, and the one fact that always sticks out in my mind, I remember my mom had come home from a meeting, a Girl Scouts meeting, where they were trying to make some changes. Nothing was happening, and she finally knew this was the end. She came home, and she always would wear her Girl Scout pin when she went to these meetings. And she took off that pin, and she threw it in her jewelry box. And I said, "Mom, what is wrong?" And she said, "I'm done. I'm done." And she just broke into tears. At that time, I had no idea that she wasn't done, that, you know, this was really just, this was the beginning. So,
yeah. But that was a defining moment for you, Patty, wasn't it?
It was. It was. We were just trying to make some positive changes to have the Christian values back in Girl Scouting. And it was quite evident, not just at our local council level, but nationally, that they wanted no part of having conservative Christians be part of their organization anymore. And as a result, we felt God was calling us to start a new club. We thought it would be a little club for our girls. And you know how that is, Dr.
Yeah.
Dobson,
well,
when God's
you
involved.
You have 10,000 girls involved in that club. Now.
That's right. That's correct.
Also with us is Lori Cullen, who is the co-founder with Patty of American Heritage Girls. Did you catch the same vision?
I did. I think she was more on the front lines than I was. She was more involved in the Girl Scout organization than I was. I was a leader, and my two daughters were in troops at that time. But it was nice that God allowed us to catch the vision at the same time and remove the scales from our eyes at the same time.
Now, I have known about you all, and I've known about your program for a long time. In fact, on Focus on the Family, I mentioned it many years ago. Close to the time that you started. And there was a little flurry that occurred at that time.
Absolutely. And, every time there's a mention, we get a reaction,
well,
and we appreciate it.
You're going to get another one this time from the left and the right, I think. I wrote about you in my new book, Bringing Up Girls, and strongly, strongly recommended American Heritage Girls over the Girl Scouts USA for the reasons that we have been talking about. But on April 19th, 2010, somebody gave me an article from WorldNet Daily that reminded me again I needed to get you here. And this is the article. The title of it says Girl Scouts Hiding Secret Sex Agenda. Accusations fly over UN meeting Planned Parenthood hot girl handout. And it says witnesses who attended the 54th session of the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women has unleashed a firestorm of controversy after reporting copies of Planned Parenthood's teen sex promoting guide, Healthy, Happy, and Hot, were provided to Girl Scouts in attendance. The Girl Scouts, in turn, has issued a denial statement distancing itself from any involvement in family planning, despite clear evidence to the contrary. It goes on, the guide itself, produced by the International Planned Parenthood Foundation for young people with HIV, depicts both same-sex and opposite-sex couples, contains graphic details on exploring sexuality, and encourages casual sex in many forms. Many people think sex is just about vaginal and anal intercourse, but there are lots of different ways to have sex and lots of different types of sex, the guide says. There is no right or wrong way to have sex. Now, that's just one example of what's taking place, but these girls are vulnerable. Many of them do not have sexual experience. Many of their parents don't want them to be what we would consider promiscuous and immoral. And that's what they're being taught. And you don't do that.
No, we do not do that. And then the Girl Scouts have not just started doing this, by the way, Doctor. They've been doing this for a long time. In 1983, and where we actually started in Cincinnati, Ohio, there was a sexuality camp at our local camp, Girl Scout campground, which is funded by cookie money. And this camp was called Sexuality in You. And it was for girls only. And I was asked, because at that time I was a cadet Girl Scout leader, I was asked by my moms, would this be a good thing to send my daughters to? And I said, let me look into this. It should be good. It is the Girl Scouts. And the information we received was literally the exact curriculum about what was being taught, and it was unbelievable. I remember that evening receiving the curriculum and knowing that these are the girls that I mentored and weeping to sleep about the dangers of what was entailed in that curriculum. Items such as a game with post-it notes on the back about different deviant sexual behaviors, from bestiality to voyeurism. And these are girls 6th through 8th grade that were being taught these ridiculous sexual expressions. And then they were told, you cannot say that's weird or gross because it's all okay on a spectrum of sexual expression.
What was the age range exposed to this?
6th through 8th grade. Oh, so that would be 12 to 14-year-old girls. And then they put the caveat in the curriculum. Do not let your parents know about what has occurred this weekend, because they have spent generations behind secrecy and they don't know about these things. Just keep it from your parents. And this is in the curriculum of which I still own.
Now, that was not an isolated situation. That has become a theme and a regular component of the curriculum.
Absolutely. And the reason why that is because unlike the – you may wonder why the mission creep, why the Girl Scouts have crept so much in their mission and their morality and the Boy Scouts have stayed true. And I just want to mention the reason, and that is because of the administration is a top-down administration. Mm-hmm. The Boy Scouts are owned at a grassroots level by their charter partners. Their charter partners would have no part of this kind of agenda going on in the Boy Scouts of America. And for that reason, we have agreed to a memorandum of mutual support with the Boy Scouts of America. Mm-hmm. And this just happened in June of 2009, the first all-girls organization to do so. And this is really pretty cool. They're 100 years old. We are young 15. But yet they have agreed to a memorandum, which means that we are like-minded, mm-hmm. and that we are structured very similarly, and that we too charter American Heritage Girls, that is, charters with local churches and private schools to maintain our mission, to not allow for creep or another's agenda yeah. to be infused into what we're all about.
Patty and Katie and Laurie, I ask our listeners to be in prayer for you. First of all, like every other organization today, you need help financially. Your budget's about $1 million now. You're just getting started. But with a little bit of help, you guys could become an alternative. Luann, we sat around a table at Focus on the Family many years ago and talked about the need for an alternative to the ACLU. And we had Alan Sears, and we had Bill Bright, and we had Larry Burkett, and we had all these other people who came out, the 15 leaders of major organizations. And we said, we're going to change that. Mm-hmm. And the Alliance Defense Fund came out of it and provides an alternative to the ACLU. And they have, last I heard, a $25 million budget. People came to the fore and supported it. And I want to see American Heritage Girls on the map. I want this available not to 250 troops, but to thousands of troops. And it can be. If the parents, if the moms and dads and the pastors and the scout leaders and the coaches and people out there and those that have vulnerable little girls will just say, I can do that. Mm-hmm. How can they do that?
They can do that by just getting a group together and talking about it, first of all, and then seeking information from our website or calling our office in Cincinnati, Ohio. Our national headquarters is here to help. We also have over 2,000 volunteers across the nation that want to see you succeed, too, in starting a new troop or joining an existing one. The other fruit that we had never anticipated is how many girls and moms and families are coming to Christ through American Heritage Girls.
Wow.
And
you see,
we
hear
it regularly.
Yeah, you guys are kindred spirits.
Absolutely. And Katie, last time you implied that you felt safe in American Heritage Girls.
Absolutely.
You felt like that you didn't have to be fearful.
Yes. Girls today need a safe place. And a lot of parents think that that may be, you know, another organization. But American Heritage Girls is a place that you can feel confident in sending your girls, that they're going to be safe. They're going to be in the care of wonderful adults who, you know, genuinely care about them and who, you know, are God-fearing women. And they just want to see the best for those girls. And it's a time where all barriers can come down. You can just be whoever you are and be confident in that and learn about other people who are walking through all different walks of life.
All right. One more question, then I want to hear from the little girls. We've got a surprise
it's
for
a great
people. Levels of American Heritage Girls, it starts with here and goes to here. What are the ages and what's the title?
Pathfinder is an H5 girl. She's just a little kindergartner, and she's learning at a Pathfinder level just about our oath and what important parts of the oath, what it really means. And then the girls are able to start earning their merit badges, et cetera. And that begins with the Tender Heart program, which is grades 1 through 3, goes up to the Explorers, grades 4 through 6, and then the Pioneers, 7th through 8th grade, and then the Patriots, 9th through 12th. And you can understand why the levels are named differently, because as the girls grow through the program, they become more and more sure of themselves through their identity in Christ. Although a girl can join at any age, and that I really want to make clear, because no matter if your daughter is presently in another organization or just hasn't had an interest, she can join American Heritage Girls and feel completely just on target.
Now, Boy Scouts are often organized through a church. American Heritage Girls also?
That's correct. Churches, private schools, and other kinds of ministries that may want to sponsor an organization or a troop, they do. That charter partner has to agree to our statement of faith. And all of our leadership does as well. Although our membership to girls is open to all girls, because truly our real mission is the Great Commission.
Well, I think it's time to let our listeners hear the voices of the little girls in American Heritage Girls. Luann, there were five little mm-hmm. girls that were there. Give their name, first name, and their ages.
Okay.
And then let's go directly into the recording.
It was a great afternoon, as you said, Doctor. You had them out on our little balcony here around a great big table. You served some ice cream. We had five precious girls. And if this doesn't renew your faith in the next generation, nothing will. Quickly, we had Elizabeth, 12. Ashley was 11. Rose was 9. Celia was 7. And little Natalie was 6. And here they are now. In fact, we had given them some markers and papers, so you'll even hear the markers in the background going, and they're drawing while they're talking
yeah.
with you.
Okay, girls, let's get started, shall we?
Uh-huh.
Okay. First thing I want to ask you is, have you ever been on the radio before?
No.
Yes.
Is it kind of fun to be on the radio?
Yeah. I haven't been on radio.
Never have?
No.
Do you know that people are going to hear what you have to say, and you can listen to yourself on the day that we air this? Isn't that neat?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to start with you, Elizabeth, because you're the oldest. You're in the fifth grade. Sixth grade. Tell me what your favorite thing about American Heritage Girls is.
We have, like, a lot of fun, and probably earning badges is what to do to get them.
Yeah. Okay. Ashley, you're second, I believe. You're 11, right?
Yes.
All right, and you're in the fifth grade.
Yes.
Yeah. And how long have you been in American Heritage Girls?
I've been an American Heritage Girl for 1 year.
Yeah. And what do you like about it?
I like that each meeting we work on a new badge, and it's really fun because sometimes we have like a guest speaker, or we do arts and crafts, and sometimes we do our award ceremonies, so it's always fun.
There are five of you girls here, and let's go to number three, who is Rose. And Rose, how old are you?
Eight. Well, no, nine. I just turned nine, so I keep saying eight, but it's actually nine.
You're growing up. That's what that means. And how long have you been in American Heritage Girl?
A year.
You like it?
Yeah.
And what do you like about it?
I like that there are a lot of new things, but we never actually do the same thing. Like, it's always something different. You always learn a different verse about God, and we always learn another part of the creed usually, but we just finished it. The creed is, as an American Heritage Girl, I promise to be compassionate, helpful, honest, loyal, perseverant, pure, resourceful, respectful, responsible, and reverent. And we just learned about what being reverent means and
Okay, what you just listed there are the things you learned, the principles, the things that AHG stands for, right?
Yeah.
Okay, say them slowly now. So let's hear them.
As an American Heritage Girl, I promise to be compassionate, helpful, honest, loyal, perseverant, pure, resourceful, respectful, responsible, and reverent.
That's really good. Can anybody else do that? Is she the only one? Can you do it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Natalie, try it. You're the youngest, so let me hear you do that.
Okay. I forget it.
Are all five of you Christians?
Yes.
You all love Jesus?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Celia, you're next. And tell me about American Heritage Girls.
We do all kinds of crafts and stuff, and we always, like, and this person named Grandma Jeannie, she comes, like, when we're in this big room, she comes and she tells us a verse that God says, and then we say a prayer. And then we go to our groups.
How long have you known about Jesus?
I've known him since I was a baby.
Okay, Natalie, you're next. And you are how old?
Six and a half.
Six and a half. And what do you want to do when you grow up?
Be a missionary.
Really? Huh? Is that right?
Yep.
And what country would you like to go to?
Africa.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, I like to tell people about God.
Okay, Ashley, yeah.
Well, when I grow up, I want to be an interior designer.
Oh, you all have such great ambitions. That's why you're drawing over there, isn't it? Because art is important to you. How about it, Natalie?
I like American Heritage Girls.
Yeah, do you?
Huh?
What do you like about it?
I like the crafts. And badges.
Yeah. Have you gotten a badge? I see there's some on there. Oh, my goodness, you've already got five badges. What are they?
This one is for Pioneer. This one is for learning about the flag. This one is for swimming. This one is for what is God is like to me. This is for coming to American Heritage Girls. And this is another badge. I don't know what it is.
You don't remember that one, right?
I like you.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Why? Do you have any idea why? Do you know I can tell you why? Because you can tell I like kids. Yeah, I had two of them. They're grown now. But I love children, and that's why we're doing what we're doing today. Because I want to tell you, I want many other little girls out there, and some older ones too, to know about American Heritage Girls, because that is a very good program, and your moms and your dads have really done a good thing by getting you involved in it. So a lot of people don't know about it, so that's what we're trying to tell them today.
That was a precious afternoon, Doctor.
Well, you know, I wish we'd had cameras in the studio here. And I wish the cameras could have showed the reactions of these three women because they were laughing and responding to those beautiful little girls. And to just think of them being manipulated and twisted and given Satan's lie about who they are and who God is, that breaks my heart. And that's why I really want to see American Heritage Girls thrive. And I hope our listeners will respond to that.
Well, there's probably no doubt to those listening to this conversation for the first time why we chose this as one of our very favorite programs of the past year.
Those little girls were so sweet and delightful and innocent, weren't they? Mm-hmm. That's why we're doing this program, Ryan, to protect the innocence of those millions of little girls all over this country who head off every week to Girl Scout troop meetings. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful to Patty and Laurie and Katie, not only for being with us to talk about American Heritage Girls as an alternative, but also what they're doing on behalf of children. And it really pleases me to report that in the past year of this ministry, American Heritage Girls, they've seen a 40% growth. Mm-hmm. And they now have about 125 additional troops and over 2,000 more girls in their membership roles.
Great.
If any organization is worthy of growth, it's the American Heritage Girls. In addition to that, they've forged relationships with some wonderful programs and organizations like VeggieTales and Compassion International and Secret Keeper Girls, which I talked about in my book, Bringing Up Girls, and it represents Dana Gresh's ministry.
Doctor, I know there are moms and dads listening right now, anxious to find out how they can get their little girls involved with American Heritage Girls. We'll have links to all that information at myfamilytalk.com, or you can call us 877-732-6825. We'll provide you with that information. Doctor, it just strikes me here in the close that one of the things I've always appreciated about you is that your purpose here at Family Talk is to continue pouring into the lives of other organizations out there that are doing good work. And you found American Heritage Girls, and your goal is to come alongside and support them. And when people stand alongside us with Family Talk, we'll continue to do that.
Lou, and I don't want to be self-serving here, but going clear back to 1977 when I first went on the air, I felt the Lord was saying to me, one of the most important things you're here to do is not just talk about yourself and what you think and what you've written and what you do, but to bring to light other good things being done by Christian leaders in many different capacities. And so I felt that it was my responsibility to put an arm around, especially those that are just getting started, not established yet, and give them a lift. Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue to do that through the year. I mean, that is our approach. So you will hear about new ministries, new organizations, new opportunities, off and on throughout the whole year. That is a central feature of Family Talk. We can't offer to give money to all these other organizations because we have significant financial needs of our own. But we can certainly give exposure to other organizations, and that is helpful to everybody.
In other words, Dad, a gift to Family Talk really is being leveraged here. It's supporting Family Talk, but it's also helping many, many other ministries out there.
Yeah, through these microphones. I suppose that is a backdoor way of saying to our listeners, give us some help, will you? We could certainly use it here at the end of the year.
And you can donate online at myfamilytalk.com or, of course, by phone. The number here, 877-732-6825. Thanks for listening, and make plans now to join us on Monday when we'll hear from Lee and Leslie Strobel on being spiritually mismatched in marriage.